Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's show. It's going to be a little different today. Reverend Mary Margaret Denholm will not be joining us. So today, Kimberly and I are going to be here. Kimberly?
Hi,
everybody.
I'm saying hello from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's beautiful, 60 degrees here, sunny day. And we could talk about whatever you'd like to. Please call in. Relationships, prosperity. We can do the clearing prayer. The clearing prayer will clear and get rid of negative entities and energies in your space. This invocation, this prayer is amazing. Once you do it, you feel lighter, and it takes about 3 full days to clear after you do this clearing prayer. When I first did it, I remember thinking, oh, is this really going to work? When Mary Margaret did it with me about 18 years ago, I was born this way, very intuitive, very spiritual. I had nobody to really help me, so I kind of just went through it all on my own, just learning as I went, not knowing that these things and these negative energies and entities were staying with me as I was helping people and, you know, of the love and light and doing things and sometimes dealing with suicides and things like this, but they were sticking and staying in my space and I didn't know how to get rid of them at the time. So I found Mary Margaret Denholm through a friend, and she taught me how to do a lot of this. So I really appreciate her and everything I've learned from her. I've learned a lot from her. So these invocations are very powerful. We have many that we do for different things. For example, if you just got out of a bad relationship or if somebody has passed on that you were very close to and you feel the heaviness in your heart from this, you know, we have an invocation for that. So there's many things, victim and martyr energy. That's not a good energy to have in your space. We can get rid of that. So there's many things that we can do. They're awesome invocations. I do many. I do about 5 of these every day. There's one for the ego. Very important to keep the ego in check every day because it's always going to try to get in your way. Janie, can you mute, please?
Yeah.
I'm hearing some background noise. Okay, sorry. So it's important to keep your ego in check, too. So I do that every day because that's always going to want to say, oh, no, and it's going to want to fight with people. And, you know, yes, you have to stand up for yourself sometime, but sometime you don't want to engage. You know, the darkness is always going to want you to engage and fight back with it. When you stand in clarity and in the love and in the light, you know, that is far better than fighting with a lot of these entities that are around people that they don't even know are in their space. So, Janie, anything to add?
I just wanted to say if anybody has any questions or has a problem, I'm going to give you the number right now to call in. The number is 845-241-9850. As far as the invocations and the clearing prayers especially, that's our kind of our base invocation that we say often. It makes you feel better. It's healing. If you have pain issues or fatigue or anything or relationship difficulties, it clears them and it does make you feel better. Some people, like I don't feel this stuff right away. I know it works. I know I've had healings. But like you, Kimberly, you feel it right away. And many people do. People that call in and just do the clearing prayer with us during this show feel very different after they complete it. Because what happens is that this works on a cellular level. And so it changes everything. Right.
Yes, and a very important thing that about these invocations is we command our spirit. We command divine spirit. We say prime creator, God, you know, whoever you pray to, you know, your higher self, you have free will choice to make these decisions. You have the power to do this, you know, yourself. You know, I now command and give full permission to release any and all negative energies and entities, any and all darkness, things like that, issues like that. Go ahead, Jane.
I have an idea. Why don't we do the clearing prayer right now, and then people that are listening at home, you can go ahead and repeat it. It's important that you say these words out loud. So do you want to go ahead and do that? And then anyone, again, the number is 845-241-9850 if you have you're having any problems at all, whatever they may be, anything, a relationship problem, you're looking for a new job, you're moving, whatever, and we'll see what spirit can tell Kimmy and get you some help. Okay, you ready?
Okay, you know, and I'll repeat, Jane.
Absolutely. By the power and the authority of divine creator.
By the power and authority of divine creator.
Jesus Christ in my higher self.
Jesus Christ in my higher self.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies.
All entities and energies.
Interfering, touching, using.
Interfering, touching, using.
Tempting or taunting me.
Tempting or taunting me.
Or within my time and space.
Time and space.
Be released and removed now.
Be released and removed now.
Taken to a place where you can do no harm.
And be taken to a place where you can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
Gently change all unhappiness.
Gently change all unhappiness.
Pain, disease, dependency.
Pain, disease, dependency.
Addiction, financial distress.
Addiction, financial distress.
Relationship difficulties.
Relationship difficulties.
And interfering ancestral energies.
And interfering ancestral energies.
To unconditional love and divine light.
To unconditional love and divine light.
Or leave.
Or leave.
Remove all blockages.
Remove all blockages.
To my spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
To my spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Surround and support.
Surround and support.
All fields and bodies.
All fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden healing energy.
With a grid of golden healing energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
heal me.
Repair all fractures in my fields.
Repair all fractures in my fields.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
Gently imprint upon my physical template.
Gently imprints upon my physical template.
The perfect healthy programming.
Programming.
For this present time.
For this present time.
In my most evolved self.
In my most evolved self.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And now we take 3 deep spiritual breaths.
Do you want to explain the breaths, Jane?
Yeah, sure. So the first breath tells every cell in your body that there's going to be a new way of doing things, a new law, so to speak. The second breath is actually going to change this in your cells moving forward. It's changing whatever that you want changed to remove all of the pain and everything that we just said in the clearing prayer. It sets it. And the third one, actually the third breath, sets it into law that now it's happening. And you're ready to change and you're going to change and it's going to help you move forward. Now, Kimberly, it looks like we have a caller here. So are you ready to take a call?
I am. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Hi, may
Hello?
I have your name and where you're from, please?
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you
Hi,
today?
Nathaniel.
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Kimberly, I'm going to go on mute. You want to see what's going on with Nathaniel?
Yes. Nathaniel, hi. How can I help you today? How can we help you today? What's going on? Do you have a question or is there anything going on in your life?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's a first-time caller. Never saw the show before. I thought I'd call in. I don't know what you do or what. Do you do readings or healings or... What is it?
We do all of that. But people mostly, when people call in, they usually have a specific question. But sometime there might be something going on with
angel...
a part of their body. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what spirit is trying to get through to me, too. So...
Hold on. Let me just focus in a minute, Nathaniel.
Kimmy, you want me
when
to jump
I'm
in here?
With...
Okay. You got it. Okay.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Nope, go ahead. I was just going to see if there was anything in particular that any area of Nathaniel's life that...
there's something...
You got it.
No, there's something coming in. Can you please mute, Jane? Thank you. Nathaniel, I see a briefcase, a black briefcase, and there's a gentleman... And it's almost like you're putting the briefcase down and giving it back. I don't know if you had some kind of business dealings with this person or if it's job related, saying no more, I'm done. I'm just done with whatever situation this is. And because of this situation, there's going to be new doors opening. And you've learned all that you could learn from this particular situation. Do you understand this?
Not sure. Could pertain to a few different things.
Okay, hold on. Let me focus in a little more. The letter C is coming in. Letter C. Does that help you with this?
You know, I'm really not sure. That could, you know, I'm really not thinking. I don't know.
Okay, well, something, there's a gentleman, this has already happened, it was a situation, or maybe, hold on, did it happen, or it's going to be happening, I'm sorry, I do muscle testing too, to see if it happened or didn't happen, that it's going to be happening, it didn't happen yet, Nathaniel, I'm sorry, where, you know, something's going to be happening, you're affiliated with this gentleman, and it has to do with either like business or some kind of business deal. You know, he's definitely a businessman because they show me a black
court case.
But
it could be a court case. There's the letter C. It could be court case since I could be getting a large settlement of money.
You're going to be getting the large settlement of money is what I'm seeing with this. But hold on a minute. Is this almost complete, Nathaniel? Is this deal almost done? Like, give me a little more information.
Well, they're trying to block something tomorrow, so I don't know if it's almost done. It could go on for a few years, but you really don't know.
I feel like it's not going to be blocked. I feel, you know what? Would you be open to doing an invocation with me right now to help this situation, Nathaniel?
Yes, I would love to. I'll be in a little more comfortable space in about 45 seconds, so I'm still listening.
Okay, take your time because I have to find the right one. Hold on a minute, okay? So we're good.
Let me know if you need my help to look for anything, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, I know what I need. I'm just waiting for Nathaniel, and I'm going to do the prayer of awakening with him.
That sounds like a good one. In the meantime, if anybody else would like to call in, the number is 845-241-9850.
Yeah, because you know what? I feel like if he does this, it's going to help so this doesn't drag on. I just feel like that this is going to assist with this. Do not want this to drag on for years.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, I'm kind of going to be 64 here in a couple months, and, you know, I really need to get it on the road.
Nathaniel, 64 is not old, my friend.
Well, some people, you know, some people die. You know, so Robin Williams killed himself when he was 63, but
Okay, but you know what? Did you do the clearing prayer with us when we did it? Were you on, Nathaniel, for the clearing prayer? Did you do that with us? Nathaniel?
Oh,
Jane,
yeah,
did you call Trump?
Yes. I actually was listening, but I didn't actually do it.
Okay. All right, it's going to help to do that because everybody accumulates these negative entities in their space. You know what we're going to do, too? I'm going to do one real quick with you first to get rid of them. We're not going to do the long version. We're going to do a short version of it. I just need you to – who do you pray to when you pray? And if you don't, we can say your higher self. Who do you pray to, Nathaniel?
I like Jesus.
So do I. He is my master healer, and he is with me right now giving me this information with you. So I no coincidence you said his name. Repeat after me, Nathaniel, okay? You ready?
Right.
By the power and authority.
By the power and authority.
Of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
And my higher self.
Of my higher self.
And my higher self.
And my higher self.
I now command.
I now command.
And give full permission.
And give full permission.
Any and all.
Any and all.
Negative energies.
Negative energy.
And entities.
And entities.
Be now.
Be now.
Released.
Release.
Removed.
Removed.
And evicted.
Any what? Any victims? Any?
And evicted. Evicted. And evicted.
Oh, I remove and release and evicted. Well, if I had a
never
few
to
words
return.
There.
That's okay.
Never to
return. Evicted. Never to return. Say it again.
I've evicted entities never to return.
Say, so be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Three deep breaths for me, Nathaniel. Real big. Okay, good. Okay, good. Give me a couple more. Very good. Okay. Now, with your permission, we're going to do this prayer of awakening. This is going to help this whole court case with you, but you're going to have to repeat after me. Can you hear me okay, Nathaniel?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to try to go a little slower because I know this is new to you. I'm going to say a few words, and I want you to just repeat after me. It's called the Prayer for Awakening. We're going to do this so that this helps your this whole court case thing that came in, that Divine Spirit Jesus told me about when I focused on you, that we were meant to speak about today, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so get ready. We're going to do... You know, it's like a paragraph, and you're going to repeat after me. Let me know when you're ready.
Ready, ready.
Okay, power and authority.
By the power and authority.
Of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
I now command.
I now command.
And give full permission.
And give full permission.
For all entities.
For all entities.
Energies.
Energies.
Relationships.
Relationships.
And situations.
And situations.
Especially my court case.
Especially my court case.
Interfering.
Interfering.
With my awakening.
With my awakening.
To the highest.
To the highest.
Spiritual consciousness.
Consciousness.
Be now gently changed.
Be now gently changed.
To sacredness.
To sacredness.
Or be gently released.
To be gently released.
Removed.
Removed.
And neutralized.
And neutralized.
Any of the challenges.
If any of the challenges.
Are of a spiritual agreement.
are of a spiritual attainment.
Good. Give me the wisdom.
Give me the wisdom.
Patience and strength.
Patience and strength.
To honor the sacred process.
To honor the sacred process.
I gently align.
I gently align.
To this higher learning.
To this higher learning.
Within my seeking.
Within my speaking.
Seeking.
Speaking.
Seeking. S-E-E-K-I-N-G.
Oh, seeking.
Within my seeking.
Okay. Seeking. Seeker. Okay. Seeking.
Of higher mind.
Of higher mind.
And higher heart.
And higher part? Higher.
Heart.
What's that?
Heart. Heart.
And higher part. Okay.
This awakening process.
This awakening process.
If I am getting in my own way.
If I'm getting in my own way.
If my ego is interfering.
If my ego is interfering.
Or if I am in denial.
Or if I am in denial.
Give me the clarity.
Give me the clarity.
To pursue the truth.
Pursue the truth.
And the alignment.
Any alignment.
To the master plan.
To the master plan.
Of this incarnation.
Of this incarnation.
As I surrender now.
As I surrender now.
I release all interference.
I release all interference.
Of my ego.
Of my ego.
And all other expectations.
And all other expectations.
I surrender all that I am.
I surrender all that I am.
And give permission.
And give permission.
For the awakening process.
For the awakening process.
To gently continue.
To gently continue.
As I align.
As I align.
To the energies.
To the energies.
Of my spiritual purpose.
Of my spiritual purpose.
And most sacred path.
And most sacred path.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Three real big deep breaths, Nathaniel, real big. I want to hear you breathing. Nathaniel, before I cut you loose here now, I just want to say to you, you did this. Jesus was here. You got in. I talked to you. This message didn't come from me. It came from him. He's my master healer. You got in. We talked. You did this. Just surrender and let go now. And just let it all happen. Okay? No need to stress over this anymore. Okay? Can you please try to do that? Don't control the outcome. Just let it go now. Let it go.
So we're pretty sure it's the court case then. Definitely sure.
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep, 100%. Yes.
Yeah. And I actually have two court cases. So which court case do you think it might be?
I want you in your mind to say number one. And don't say what it is because it's nobody's business. Say, think of the first one and call it number one.
Okay.
Say it out loud.
One. Number one.
Okay. Say number two.
Number two.
It's number two.
Okay.
It's the second one.
Wow.
But the same applies, though, with what we did for Bill. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you know, a win-win on both so much, but the second one is what really is what this was mainly about. Do you understand this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Will you promise you'll call back in the future and let us know how things are going?
I promise.
Okay. It was so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you as well. Thank you so much. What was your name again?
Okay, and it's Kimberly, Kimmy. People call me Kim, whatever you want to call me. Fine.
Okay. I do birthdays. I'll be able to remember you better if you give me your birthday.
I'd rather not dox myself on the air,
fine.
Though, like that. I'm an Aries, April. Yeah. I'll say that
because I know,
though, but I thank you.
I know every day of the year. See, like Liberace is born the day of outrageous flair, and like you know, Trump's born the day of the gusty confrontation, and you know, Jimi Hendrix
right.
was born the day of Electric Hope. I just kind of remember people better that way. But
right,
whatever. Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay.
I'll write your number
down. Please hang up, too, so another caller can get in. We appreciate it, okay?
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Janie, is there anybody else?
No, not right at the moment. That was very nice, Kimberly. That was great.
Well.
Nice one.
And then we talk about the clearing, and it's spring cleaning time. We do these invocations. You also, you know, can clear your space and clear your homes and your apartments and things. Very important that you do that. It's the same thing. Everything's energy. You have to know how to, you know, do that and clear this. And one of the things you can do, I'm close to Jesus, so I'm going to say something like this. In the name of the Lord, as mistress of this home, of this space, I command you gone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, never to return. Open a window, take a couple breaths, so be it done now. Very helpful to do that. You know, at least once a week you should be doing that to clear your space. You can do this in your car. Did you ever notice how maybe you'll have a week where you're going to have a few close calls? It keeps happening. That's when you want to clear your car and do something like this. As mister of the space, as, you know, a madam or whatever you want to say on those guidelines, you have the power. You have the authority to do this. I call in Jesus because I am close with Jesus. You can say my higher power, whoever you pray to. You know, for me, Jesus Christ is the guardian of the planet, and I do a lot of things like this, so I'm very close to Jesus. So I just call him in for just about everything. So.
Right, and that also works with the clearing prayer. If you're just noticing you're having just an awful day, you're dropping things, you're just in a bad mood, and you have no idea why, that's the type of thing with the clearing prayer. Can just fix it just like that, right?
Yes, yes. We do this often, don't we, Jane?
Yeah, we do. And then if I forget and say, I don't know what's going on, you'll always say, I think it's time to clear your house. What's going on over there? So, and that does, and it takes care of things, you know.
And also your animals and your pets, you know, they're these energies, they go outside. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean that it's there. For example, we all live in homes, apartments where there's walls. These spirits and entities, they go right through walls. So it's almost like you have to view them as not being there, you know, because this stuff can literally come right through it. So that's why it's important to, you know, to clear and clean this, to keep your space clear. You do not want this stuff in your space.
And I like that you said, you know, We before I learned about all this, you know, even with a pain or something that just came out of nowhere. Things, this stuff's going on all the time. We just, you don't know about it, you know? So to have this tool to help you is just crazy. Do you remember the time I called you and we were just talking? I don't even know what we're talking about. And I'm like, boy, my foot is killing me. But I had on some new, very good looking sandals, as a matter of fact, but they were a little uncomfortable. And I'm thinking, you know what? I had them on and all of a sudden my foot was hurting. And you're like, no, not your shoes. It's, are you mad at somebody? And you figured out exactly what leg, what, you know, what foot, and is it yours? Is it your sister? I had an argument with my sister, a silly thing, but that's what it was. And we did the clearing prayer and it was gone. But if I was walking around and I didn't know, it would have been like, oh, I'm not wearing those shoes again. I mean, the pain was pretty bad actually. And I wouldn't have worn the shoes again. Turns out I can wear them now. You know what I mean? But that's what it was.
Yeah.
The whole time. So we don't know these things.
Right, and we're certainly not giving medical advice here, but a lot of the times when you have an ache or a pain in your knee or in your hip, you might want to check the spiritual aspect of this first, because sometimes you really don't need to go to the doctor and you can get rid of it by doing this invocation and pulling it off of you this way. So I tend to go to the spiritual way first before running to the doctor.
Right. And if anybody has a pain in their foot and like to call and discuss it, the number is 845-241-9850. Yeah, we're certainly not giving any medical advice, but
no.
Stuff works. It can help.
You could do an invocation, Miss Jane, of any kind.
I want
anything
you to guess which one. I was just thinking of this second. Well, when you were talking to Nathaniel, you were talking in that invocation about the ego pops up in that one. So,
yes.
What do you think about that? Because I, you know, when you talk about the ego, it's something that you don't think of, that it is getting in your way. You know, I don't know how to explain it right at this second, but maybe the invocation will do that for us. If you're having issues, you're like, oh, is this my ego? Is that what's going on here? Right. And it clears it. All
right,
right, you ready?
Because a lot of the times it is.
I know. It's just amazing. Once you know this and sometimes it'll just pop up in your mind what invocation you need to do. Okay, by the power and the authority of divine spirit.
By the power and authority of divine spirit.
Jesus Christ and my higher self.
Jesus Christ and my higher self.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For any and all interference.
For any and all interference.
Distractions and diversions.
Distractions and diversions.
Be now gently released.
Be now gently released.
For my spiritual life.
For my spiritual life.
My loving.
My loving.
My spiritual gifts.
My spiritual gifts.
In my most sacred purpose.
In my most sacred purpose.
Be now gently released.
Be now gently released.
Removed and neutralized.
Removed and neutralized.
I further command.
I further command.
All interference.
All interference.
Control or distraction.
Control or distraction.
From my ego.
From my ego.
Be now released and removed.
Be now released and removed.
Understand that my spirit is in charge.
Understand that my spirit is in charge.
And my path is set.
And my path is set.
And now as I become more spiritually aware.
And now as I become more spiritually aware.
Spiritually directed.
Spiritually directed.
And more sacred.
And more sacred.
I align to the highest and the best.
I align to the highest and the best.
In any and all things.
In any and all things.
Especially my ego.
Especially my ego.
Align to that which is greater.
Align to that which is greater.
Than ourselves.
Than ourselves.
From this moment forward.
From this moment forward.
So be it. So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
All right, and there's another little one attached to it. Would you like me to do that one also?
Yes.
Okay. I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For my ego to gently release.
For my ego to gently release.
All control and all energies that interfere.
Control and all energies that interfere.
This is my life.
This is my life.
And I will manage it.
And I will manage it.
Ego, you have no power.
Ego, you have no power.
From this moment forward.
From this moment forward.
Our spirit is in charge.
Our spirit is in charge.
And you, my ego.
And you, my ego.
No longer mean edging God out.
No longer mean edging God out.
You mean encouraging God's oneness.
You mean encouraging God's oneness.
So be it. So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And then we take the three deep breaths again.
We also have another invocation. Oh, I love this one. We're not going to do it, but it's a little longer, where it takes you out of the matrix of illusion. And I noticed when I do this with people, they change. We sometimes make these agreements before we come into this lifetime. You know, I believe, many of us believe, that we chart our lives before we come in. You know, we blueprint it and we write these things. And sometimes we make agreements with the darkness. So, you know, this matrix of illusion cancels out all those contracts as well. So I love the matrix of illusion. You know, we always, you know, things in life are always trying to pull us back into this matrix. So, you know, every couple weeks or so when I feel like I'm a little being pulled back into it, I do the matrix of illusion invocation. Jane, where can people go to invocations?
Oh, well, you can go to RevMMDenholm@AOL.com and say that you would like a copy of the clearing prayer or the ego or the one that Kimberly was just talking about, which is, what's the name of that one, Kimberly?
The Matrix of Illusion.
Exactly. Okay, so that's Rev, R-E-V, as in Reverend, M-M as in Mary Margaret Denholm, that's D-E-N as in Nancy, H-O-L-M as in Mary, @AOL.com. And just email her and tell her what you want. It might take a little bit to get back to you. We're kind of restructuring things, but we'll get back to you with that. And as Kimberly said, it will definitely make a difference. That one especially. I've heard stories from Mary Margaret and you as well. Like people, it changes people's lives. It's really, really strong.
It really does. And when I work with people, I tell them about it and I let them let me know when they're ready to do it. And it seems like after they do it, everything becomes more clear. When they meditate, they can see things better. They start off seeing colors and things like that. And it just seems like their dream state, they remember their dreams after that. It just seems like after they do the Matrix of Illusion, it's just there's a big difference after they do that one, I have noticed in these past years. So.
We also have a church that we do online that's very nice. People from all over the country, and many of them, too, have had healings and miracles and just real good stuff happening.
Yes, and I think it's interesting how we all came together. We're all, like intuitive, and we all had to, found Mary Margaret because she's very good at what she does with clearing some of these bigger things. And it just so happens that we all, just started meeting each other and forming a group and meeting online, and it just all kind of worked. So very nice people. Very nice group.
Right, and there's all different levels of intuition as well. Everybody's on their own path. Some are more advanced than others. And so you learn. I've learned so much when I started hanging out with this group, And Mary Margaret, she doesn't preach. She teaches us. And we have messages, from Jesus, and like Kimberly said earlier when she was talking to Nathaniel, Jesus was there. He was the one helping her to give Nathaniel information. And that's really something. We're very lucky.
Yes, we sure are. It's really nice.
We have time for another call. The number is 845-241-9850. And if there's anything that you want help with, just please give us a call. And Reverend Mary Margaret will be back next week. So that should be a good one, huh, Kimberly? I think it will be.
Yes. Yes. Anybody having relationship difficulties? That's usually what people call in with more than anything. I noticed lately that the energy seems to have shifted. It seems like, we're going. Jane, can you mute? I don't know what the problem is. A lot of it seems like there's a lot of like darkness going into light right now. There's some, a shift into 5D. There's all kind of things going on. It's really a good thing, but sometimes it can feel kind of depressing. It can feel, and people that are sensitive, like I am, I'm an ultra sensitive, you can feel these things, and you just have to say, okay, and stand in the love and light, and this too shall pass, but this is really a time where you can really feel the shift and these changes occurring. I've never felt this type of thing before, of all my years being on this earth plane so far. So it's quite interesting times we're living in. It's all good. It's a good thing that you can really just feel this shift right now. Jane, you feeling the shift, girlfriend?
Yes. In fact, we were talking about that the other day, some of the different symptoms of the shift. Like some people are experiencing stomach issues, dizziness, loss of appetite, sensitivities, like your smell and your hearing, like your taste buds, just things are changing. And if you don't know of these, again, you might get a little anxiety. Also, I've been reading and hearing people talk about that. But you might get a little nervous not knowing what's going on. But this is all part of the process right now. And some are feeling it more than others.
Right now with me, I've noticed that things have really shifted and changed. My clairaudience is open, and I can always hear what spirit is telling me and things like that. But when I lay down and go to sleep, I can really hear, you know, choirs of music on the upper dimensions and hear that clearly. And healing golden light is coming in. It's quite beautiful. It makes me cry. It's healing. It feels awesome. But there's been a shift recently where that has even just amped up. And it's really, it's just awesome. I can't even explain it. You know, I don't know how many of you meditate. It's good to. Even if you take 5 minutes and just close your eyes and do some deep breathing, shut everything off, you know. And you know, some people say, oh, they don't meditate, and that's fine. I've been meditating since the 80s. I was starting to have anxiety attacks back then, and I was forced to. That's the best thing that ever happened to me because I taught myself how to do this. So, but you can pick one word. I like using the word love. So if my mind starts wandering off about work or paying the bills, I just bring it back and I just say love, love, you know, and you just pick a word. You can pick any word, you know, that's uplifting to you. You know, it could be who you pray to, anything like that. You can bring your focus and just like turn it all off. And this way, you when spirit wants to talk to you, when you meditate, you can hear better when you do that. When you learn how to kind of shut off your own mind, that's kind of like key to learning how to hear that inner voice within you, hearing spirit within you. Jane, anything to add to that?
Yes. When you were teaching me about meditating, I liked what you told me about taking all of your issues, pain, whatever's going on, and just putting it in a little box and sticking it up on a shelf and shutting the door, you know, and just get all of it out of your head and put it aside for a little while. And I'm not, I pray a lot, I meditate, and for me, it's really difficult to turn my brain off at night. I'm a work in progress, but all I can say is that you have to keep trying. Because I would love to hear what you hear at nighttime. You know what I mean? And so the only way to do that is to keep trying, because that sounds pretty awesome to me. You know, I mean, what's better than that, really? Hearing Jesus and hearing a choir. I mean, music. I don't think it gets much better than that. You know, so everybody out there, if you have an issue,
practice. It
right.
comes with practice, and when you least expect it, and one day you would just be doing that for your 5 or 10 minutes or 20, you build yourself up, and then it just happens, and then you just say to yourself, oh, my God, did that just happen? And it's just really awesome once that starts to happen and you're tuned in. You know, it's really great. It really is. It's very comforting. You discover you're not alone. You discover there's more to this, and then you don't become afraid of death even so much anymore, because you just know there's more to this all through meditation.
Right, exactly. Very calming. Well, we don't have much time left, Kimberly, just a few minutes left. So I guess we'll have to save calls for next week when Reverend Mary Margaret comes back. We'll be here back too with her. I'll be more on mute, which is okay with me.
And Nathaniel, thank you for calling us today. If I would have known and nobody else was going to call, I would have kept you on longer, Nathaniel. Thank you for calling.
Hopefully we'll hear back from them. And all those that have called in the past, feel free to call in the show next week or down the road and just let us know how this is working for you. And hopefully you will have copies of the clearing prayer, and you could share that with other people that may be having a difficult time. Because, as Kimmy said, when you first heard it, this isn't going to work, is it? this isn't going to work, but let me tell you something. It really does work. It's helped me immensely with some health issues I've been going through, and I'm doing a lot better than I was, that's for sure. And along with this, I think it opens you up for miracles too. What do you think about that?
I believe so too, because I believe that clarity to me is everything. To be clear, to feel clear, to be clear. Once you clear these entities and energies out of your space and you feel the clarity of that, you always want to feel that way. So you realize and recognize when you're not clear. You can spot it right away. And you say to yourself, okay, I have to do the clearing prayer. There's something here, you know, that needs to go. Same within your home. Same within your car. And then you get really good at spotting this stuff that you can't see. You'll feel it, you know, even if you don't meditate. You don't, you know, a lot of people just can't, you know, do that. And that's okay. You know, I'm all for that. But a lot of people just can't seem to do that. Even within our group, a lot of people can't seem to do that. And that's okay. I'm constantly saying meditate, learn how to meditate, you know. But a lot of people just won't. You can't force anybody to do anything. But, you know, you can recognize these energies when they come into your space. Everybody has them. They're everywhere. Trust me. They are.
Another thing, one little last hint, if you will. If you can't sleep at night, and then this happens a few nights in a row, and then notice if anybody else in the house can't sleep. That's one good key sign that you might need to clear your house. And then you do a little clearing, like Kimberly said earlier, and you're going to find that everyone's going to be sleeping better. So that alone, you know, if nothing else, that'll help you there. Yeah, even kind of nervous, tension, energy, you know, just feeling off. That if my first step would be the clearing prayer, and then after that, yeah, clear your house and then do it often. And it's funny because I'll be talking to Kim and she'll be like, "You cleared your house lately?" It's like, you know what? I was just going to do that. Thank you for reminding me. But, you know, it's good to have that reminder. And, you know, she does like to tell me to meditate a lot. But it's good, though, because if you didn't, I probably wouldn't. Oh, she'll be asking me. I'm not lying. So, yeah. But it's pretty, it's an awesome journey, you know. All of this is. It's been incredible.
It really is. Yeah. I love the journey that we're on. And I love the people we're affiliated with. I love when people call in. Mary Margaret's just great. She's going to be back next week. And, you know, we enjoy talking to all of you and hope that you call in next week. I will be here co-hosting and Janie, the producer, will be here. And we just like to have fun, too. You know, we really just like to have fun and meet everybody.
Right, exactly. So, again, Nathaniel, thanks for calling in. And, we'll see everybody next week. Next Wednesday at 5.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.